here's a story from The World.
You know the home shopping network? Well, in China, shoppers are hooked on an updated version, live-streamed videos hawking everything from lipstick to air purifiers. From Shanghai, The World's Rebecca Canther tells us about some of the more unlikely live-streaming stars, farmers.
Just like in the U.S., in China, TikTok is full of funny videos, odd challenges, and also some surprisingly convincing sales pitches. In this one, a farmer who goes by the name Northern Big Sis sits in her greenhouse, taking giant bites of the raw vegetables she grows on her farm. I can't lie, she's got me hooked. It's nothing exciting. All she does is chomp her way through onions, garlic, and other vegetables. But I can't stop swiping to see what she'll eat next. Pretty soon, my eye is drawn to a button above the video that will let me buy her produce. And before you know it, I've ordered 3 packs of the pickled bamboo shoots that I just watched her eat. I can pay for them all without leaving the TikTok app. The next day, a package arrives on my doorstep. It's my bamboo shoots, packed with ice. Live streaming is big business in China. And with everyone stuck at home earlier this year because of the COVID pandemic, companies large and small had a captive audience.
And it was already rising quite quickly, but all of a sudden with COVID, it's just gone gangbusters.
That's Mark Tanner. He's the founder of China Skinny, a market research agency based in Shanghai. He says there was a 730% rise in brand live streaming in February alone. And he's been surprised at how much of a hit farmers have been. Millions of viewers tune in to watch them sell their produce.
So you're getting a large number of these farmers that have all of a sudden become mini celebrities.
He says part of the appeal is that many Chinese people in the city are curious about life in the countryside. But the promise of a bargain is also a draw.
Chinese consumers, like any consumers, they love a deal. So they're getting this deal and they're getting entertained at the same time.
Some farmers are getting really creative in how they hawk their wares. Take this group of young farmers who post videos of their farming fashion show on TikTok and Kuaishou, another live streaming app. 4 young guys strut down a red carpet in the middle of a field in rural Guangxi province, clothed in nothing but the food they sell. Garlic strands, bamboo leaves, handmade noodles, strings of chives and hot peppers, they make for some amazingly hilarious and mouth-watering outfits. I hold him up. These videos already have a major fan base. Some 400,000 viewers tune in every day to watch. And right there embedded in the video is a link to the products they're selling. This new sales approach has helped a lot of farmers hit hard by the COVID lockdown. That includes Yang Qingfeng, who runs a 16-acre family farm on the outskirts of Shanghai. His first attempt at live streaming included a cooking demonstration on a makeshift stove in the middle of a field. Yang says he wants to teach shoppers about where their food comes from. Live streaming is a little bit like selling at the farmer's market, Yang says. Shoppers can communicate with us and see how we harvest. They can ask questions and we can answer. That way the customers can see for themselves and they're more likely to buy. Yang's broadcast worked on Rong Wei, a shopper who lives in the center of Shanghai. She was fascinated to learn how wild rice actually grows, and she wound up buying some, along with eggs and chicken to give to her friends. She says, watching him explain his farming process made us want to eat the crops. The wild rice looked delicious. There was a bit of educational value, too. So will growers around the world take up live streaming like Chinese farmers have? Mark Tanner, the market analyst, says their success can't be easily replicated.
Chinese people are much more engaged with digital, and particularly e-commerce, and they adopt new technologies faster than anyone. And they also have incredibly well-integrated payment systems.
He says it's unlikely this trend will catch on in the West with quite the same speed. In China, farmers are already becoming influencers. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.